Your question, Rukmini's question, Lord Chaitanya's opulence. There are six kinds of opulences. Richness, then fame, strength, influence, beauty, education and renunciation. So he exhibited all these six. He was very beautiful. Therefore his name is Gaur Sundar. Very beautiful. Tall and stout and strong. There was no comparison of his beauty at that time. He was so beautiful. Fair complexion. This time he did not appear in black or complexion because people after fair complexion. So, and son of a very respectable Brahmin family, and very highly educated. He is scholarly manifestation you will find in the explanation of one verse. Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgantha Api Urukrame Kurvanti Ahoituki Bhakti Ittam Bhuta Guna Hari. This verse was twice explained. Two times explained. Once before Sanatan Goswami and once before Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was considered at that time to be the greatest learned man in India. At that time, Nyayashastra, logic, amongst the learned scholar, logic is the greatest weapon to get victory over his opponent. So learned scholar is always a very learned scholar in logic, Nyayashastra. So this logic was taught in Bihar, Darbhanga. India, in different parts of India, different kinds of education was imparted. In Benares, the Mayavad philosophy was very prominent. In Darbhanga, logic was very prominent. In Navadvip, philosophy was very prominent. And now also. Similarly, in Barampur, Bhatpara, there are many places, just like at the present moment, there are many places, university. So, he was a great logician, Chaitanya. In his boyhood, he would ask his contemporary friends to argue with him on a subject matter and he'll defeat him. And again he'll establish it. The very point on which he defeated his friend, he'll again establish it. And again nullify it. He was so talented. His name was, therefore another name was Nimai Pandit. One name is Gaur Sundar, another name is Nimai Pandit. Pandit means very learned scholar. And that is not hearsay that because we are devotees, we are speaking of Lord Chaitanya, very learned scholar. The evidence is there in the explanation of Atmarama sloka. He has explained that sloka in 64 different ways, one verse. He has described one word, Atmaram, in 11 ways. Similarly, Munaya, Nirdantha, Urukram, Bhakti, each word he has enunciated in so many ways. So he showed his opulence in wisdom also, just like Krishna showed his opulence by speaking Bhagavad Gita in wisdom. Not only miracles. Miracles a magician can also show. That is not a very important thing. A yogi also can show so many miracles. But scholarly presentation of a certain thing, that requires opulence. And the most wonderful opulence he showed, that is very unique, especially in this age, that at the age of 24 years, he renounced the world. He had his very beautiful and obedient wife, Lakshmi Devi, 16 years old. She was by name Lakshmi, and actually she was goddess of fortune. And his mother was so affectionate, there is no comparison. So in a home where affectionate mother is present and very beloved wife is present, and at the very young age, he was 24 years old and his wife was 16 years old, materially that is the age for sense gratification, but he renounced. He didn't care for his wife, didn't care for his mother. So renunciation is also one of the opulences. And it is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam about his renunciation. Takpa sudustajasure sitaraja lakhim. Sudustaja. Sudustaja means give up. And du means difficult. And su means very difficult. In any word, if you affix the word su, it becomes 100 times more magnified. Just like buddhi. Buddhi is intelligence. And if you affix su-buddhi, that means very, very intelligent. Similarly, dustaja, difficult to give up. And when you affix this alphabet, su, it becomes very, very, very difficult. So sudustaja, this word, has been used. Takva sudustaja surepsito rajyalakhim. Rajyalakhim means very happy homely life. That is called rajyalakhim. One who is very happy at home, And the symptom of happiness at home, according to Vedic understanding, is the mother, wife and son. If one has got very good mother, one has got very good wife, and one has got very good son, then his homely life is heaven. That is the standard of happiness. So he was a young man, and although he had a wife, he knew that he would give up, that he did not begot children. So his children were his devotees. Vrindavan Das Thakur has worshipped him. Saputraya, Sakalutraya. My dear Lord, I offer my obeisances unto you, along with your sons. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is offering obeisances, Lord Chaitanya, and specifically mentioning, with your sons. Where are the sons? He did not beget any children. So his sons means his devotees, his followers. Kalatra means wife. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had all these facilities. He was learned, very honored young man in his country. He had many followings. In one incident we can understand how beloved leader he was. The Qazi challenged his Sankirtan movement, and first times warned him not to chant Hare Krishna. And when he did not care for it, then he ordered that their midangas should be broken. So the constables came and broke the midangas. And this information was given to Lord Chaitanya, and he ordered civil disobedience. He was the first man in the history of India who started the civil disobedience movement. It is not Gandhi who is the originator of civil disobedience. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that defy the order of the Qazi. Qazi means magistrate. So this evening we shall go at the Qazi's house in hundreds of thousands with Midanga and Kirtan. So simply by his order, many hundreds of thousands young men, not young men, young, old, all kinds of men gathered, and so the point is just how popular leader he was, even in his young age, when he was only 20 years old. How popular he was. So, and because he was a learned Brahmin, people would send him many presentations. A Brahmin is not expected to work. That is dana pratigraha. Pratigraha means accept offerings from others. Just like you offer so many things to me, money, clothing, food. So, a sannyasi, a Brahmin, can accept, not others. A grihastha cannot. They are a restriction. A brahmachari can, but he can accept on behalf of his spiritual master, not personally. These are the rules. So, he was learned Brahmin, and people used to present him profusely. So he had no economics problem. Not that he renounced the world on account of poverty or some strain. He had no poverty. He was opulent. And Brahmin does not require any great amount of wealth just to pull on his family. So that much amount was more than that he was receiving. He was teacher also. Patan patan jajan jajan. Brahmin's business is to teach and to become a very learned scholar and teach people how to worship Krishna and become devotee himself and accept charities from others and distribute it again. So he had all these opulences without any difficulty. And his family life, mother, wife, Chanakya Pandit says, Mata jasya grihi nasti, bhajya cha priyavadini, arannam tena gantabvam, jatharannam tatha griham. Chanakya Pandit is giving too much stress on mother and wife in family life. So he says, if one's mother is dead, and if his wife is not very apriyabhadini and does not behave very well, ill-behaving, so Chanakya Pandit advises him that arannam tena gantavya, such person should immediately go to the forest. Because in the Vedic understanding, there is no divorce. See, if the wife is not very pleasing, so there is no question of divorcing. Chanakya Pandit does not advise the advice that he should divorce such wife. But he says, arannam tena gantavyam. He should give up family life and go to the forest. So divorce was completely unknown. Even up to, say, 5 years ago. Now this Nehru government has enacted Divorce Act in Hindu law. But actually, Hindu lawmaker, they have no such thing as divorce. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is one of the brilliant examples of opulence, that he renounced his so happy family life, not disturbing life, and at a very young age, when everyone is after enjoying family life. So is it not a great opulence? Very great opulence. young man having good mother, good wife, good home, good reputation, good following, good parentage, beauty, everything, but he renounced. That is the greatest opulence. He renounced everything for Krishna. That is the greatest opulence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, if we can follow his footprints, not that we have to give up everything, but give up everything for Krishna. That is very nice. So any other particular? Yeah. Gaurakishore Das, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was his father. And Gaurakishore Das Bhaji was treating Bhaktivinoda Thakur, although he was householder. And Gaurakishore Das Bhaji was renounced order. Still, he used to offer great respect to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw him a pure devotee. Therefore, he recommended his son Vimala Prasad. His former name was Vimala Prasad, and he got this title Siddhanta Saraswati by writing one thesis on astronomy, astrology, astrological calculation according to solar system. So he got this title Siddhanta Saraswati. So the Siddhanta Saraswati, Saraswati title also accepted by Sannyas. Saraswati, Bharati, Puri, Aranya, Bon, Parvat. There are 10 names of Sannyas. According to Mayavadi school and according to Vaishnavi school, there are 108 names. So, the Swami, Goswami, they are also included within that 108 names. So, he accepted Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, his spiritual master. Yes. No, because he was treating Bhaktivinoda Thakur as his Sikha Guru, preceptor Guru, so it is in the line.
But is Bhaktivinoda Thakur directly in succession from Lord Chaitanya?
Yes.
And Gaurakishore Das Babaji also?
Yes. Yes. He was playing Vaishnava drama in his household life, rather in student life. And he was taking the part of Rukmini. Because he was very beautiful young boy, formally, and in our childhood also, we saw in drama there was no females taking part. If there was a female part, the man would be dressed just like a female. Formerly, females are not allowed. If one has to find out a female for taking part in drama, then he has to find out from other quarters, not in respective quarters. Now, very, very respectable, educated girls are taking in drama and cinema in India. Formerly this was not possible. And perhaps in the theatrical performances stage that was introduced by Lord Chaitanya, drama. His dramatical performances were limited within the devotees. He would not allow to take part in the performance who is not a devotee. So, if our devotees, that movie was very nice, that's a good example. Now, if we train our devotees to present some dramatical performances or movie, I think it will be very successful. Because they will play from transcendental sentiment, not for trade purpose. So that will come out very successful. In our childhood, we had the occasion of taking part in a drama, Chaitanya Lila. I took the part of Advaita, and our friends, others, somebody took the part of Chaitanya Nityananda. So that drama was so successful, it was unique in Calcutta. Because we are not professionals. I saw from the stage a huge gathering. They're all crying. I was surprised why these people are crying. You see? It was great success. Because we are not professionals. We are not devotees at that time. But some of us were devotees by family, tradition, but not exactly what is actually meant by devotee. But still, because we are not professionals, the drama was so successful, unique. And there was no female. Now, Sachi Devi, the friend who took the part of Sachi Devi, his souls are so big. So just see. So there is no question of a beautiful woman taking part. So still, the drama is very successful. Similarly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu staged, all the devotees took part. Sivas Thakur, Advaita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and Mukunda and others, all devotees. Thank you. Yes.
It said that Narada Muni delivered the chant to the earth. How was it? Was it here before he came? Narada Muni delivered the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to the earth?
Yes.
Was it here before he came? And how long ago did he come?
That you cannot calculate. Narad Muni is one of the sons of Brahma. So he is present since the time of creation. And many great sages and saintly devotees are all devotees of Narad Muni. Prahlad Maharaj is disciple of Narad Muni. Dhruva Maharaj is the disciple of Narad Muni. Vyasadeva is disciple of Narad Muni. Valmiki is disciple of Narad Muni. So Narad Muni was very expert in getting disciples. He had so many disciples, unlimited. Thakur actually means God. So one who is godly, he is also addressed as Thakur. Yes?
When we're dreaming, when we're asleep, are we in Maya?
Yes. So long you sleep, you waste your time.
Even when we dream about God, brothers and sisters?
No, that is not Maya. I mean to say, dreaming means, yes, sleeping means stopping your active life. So, that is a waste of time. We should rather, the mind is always active, and dreaming means the mind is acting. So dreaming is not always bad. Dreaming is sometimes very good. What I mean, sleeping is not very good. Damodar, what is the price of these films? Suppose if we take film, very long film, what will be the cost?
Well, in 8mm, the size film that you saw last night, the other night, it's not very expensive. It costs a little more than $1 a minute. So if there was an hour and a half film, it might cost $150. Not much. But to make a film of the quality that's seen in a theater, very expensive. An hour and a half film, it's not unusual, $100,000.
Oh.
See, when you have sound on a film, it makes it very expensive. And the proper lighting, it takes a long time to make a film that has the right quality. Expensive.
So, why don't you get a financier? We can give so many ideas of Krishna consciousness, and we have got our players.
Ramananda mentioned that I should write to some foundations,
yeah,
and groups, and I'll do so. There are a couple I've thought of. Vedic scriptures that would be interested in.
Yes.
Somebody said you want to film the Bhagavad Gita song?
Yes. If you can take up, I can direct you. Yes.
In Sanskrit or English?
English. Yes.
Okay, Swami.
But it will be very expensive to arrange for the war field. Senaya Ruhayar Madhe. We require so many elephants, so many chariots. That panoramic manifestation of war field will be very expensive. Where are the elephants? You don't find here elephants.
We can rent elephants.
Huh?
You can rent elephants.
You can rent, but how many you can rent?
Well, how many do we need?
Oh. You know, there was 18 Akkayani Sena. 18 groups of Akkayani, one Akkayani, so many hundred thousands of soldiers, so many hundred thousands of chariots, so many hundred thousands of elephants, horses. That is one group. Such 18 groups were present there. At least to make a successful scene, we require at least 50 elephants to make a show. And chariots. Then it will be something scenic. Bhagavad Gita, I think, has not been attempted by any cinema company for this reason. It is very difficult to make arrangement for the war scene. This is not modern war, that there are many modern war films. You can present that. But it is a different kind of war. So if you want to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, then these things will be required. Yes. Elephants, there are many in India. Elephants, camels, horses also. Still, there are many.
Could we film on location on the battlefield?
Oh, yes. The battlefield is still existing. Kurukshetra. Yes. It is about 200 miles from Delhi. It is not far off. that my tape recorder is not replaced. Is it very costly now?
I think so, yeah. About $500.
$500, that may be Japanese. The original is English.
Oh, English, I thought it was German. English?
Yes. German or English. That is $800. It was very nice, yes. I therefore used to keep daily in my compartment. I didn't allow to leave it here. How you are feeling, Jadurani? All right? I think we shall chant little Hare Krishna and close this meeting.